Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, welcome again today for a wonderful episode. As a reminder, check out our website, MoneyRipples.com. Be sure to check out whatever we got there. And by the way, thank you so much for joining the show. I love watching the numbers, and more of you join and listen to the show and everything else. Please share this with your family. Show this to your friends. If this is the gift of giving, please. Like, if there's people that you know that don't want a mediocre life, people that want to do something more, whether they're business owners or they're professionals, but they're saying, hey, I don't want to be like everybody else. I don't want to follow the same old crappy advice that I've been taught, whether it be in business, with money, or whatever. Share the show. Like, I really appreciate those of you who have already done it, but please, I want to create a ripple effect across the world. It's because you guys, we can do that. Hey, quick shout out to our sponsors, American Homeowners Preservation. If you want to make great money while making a great difference in people's lives by helping them be able to stay in their homes, be able to refinance and do that, this is what American Homeowners Preservation does. They're a crowdfunding source that allows you to be able to invest, one, make monthly cash flow, amazing returns, and you can invest with as little as $100, and all while helping other people too. So it has a great social good, but it also has a great return too. Check out their website, www.fundingahp.com. So today I've been thinking about what I want to share with you, because I'm going to have a few weeks where there's going to be some interviews of some great, amazing people and some great stories you'll hear. So as we're wrapping up towards the end of 2017, I thought, what is something I could share with you that has been a help for me? What has helped for my success this year? Because, I mean, many people look at 2017 as a cocoon year. I've heard many people say that, and that they're coming out of the cocoon in 2018. And that's fantastic. I've seen a lot of people do that. For me personally, I kind of had a cocoon moment a few years back. And so if anything, I want to kind of give you a glimpse into the future, but also what's really led to my absolutely most successful year ever. And I do not kid. And really, it's not just financially. I mean, financially, definitely. And even next year, I'm looking forward to even crushing that. But by far, this has been my best year by, I'd say, by about double or triple of what I've usually done. And I mean, that's true. I mean, my business and my finances, everything have been amazing, but it's not just that. I mean, my spiritual life has grown too. My relationships have improved. My health is better than it's been since I've been like in my 20s. I'm 40 right now. And, there's not a single aspect of my life, my emotional well-being, there's not a single aspect of my life that has not been affected before a lot of the money came in or increased dramatically. Many of these things had to happen first. And so the thing I've learned here is that you got to be willing to do what's hard. You got to be doing what's hard. And I don't mean like creating drama in your life. I don't mean creating extra pain, because here's the thing. If you're trying to grow, if you're trying to improve your life in any way, shape, or form, whether it be with money, your business, your own personal development, in any area of life, relationships, finances, spirituality, emotional well-being or mental well-being, you name it. No matter what aspect you look at, if you're trying to grow, life will naturally make it more, it will create some challenges for you, right? Anytime you're trying to grow. In fact, for you to grow, you're going to have opposition. It's just like if someone goes to, work out, if they go to work out at the gym, for example, I mean, you're creating resistance against your body, resistance against your muscles to make them better. In fact, you literally, when you're looking at increasing your strength, you are literally tearing muscle fibers to get stronger. When your muscles get bigger, it's not because, they just magically went poof, You actually have to do something. And not only do you do something, but you're literally tearing things. It's hard. It's not easy. And with all these areas of growth I've had, it's because I've chosen what's hard. Now, again, like, I don't want people to think like life is meant to be painful. This is one of the biggest mistakes people have, that they actually create more pain in their life than they need. Do not create unnecessary pain or drama that you don't need. Again, growth will require doing what's hard. So what do I mean by this? There's two concepts. There's hard easy and there's easy hard. Easy hard is what most people do. If you ever hear people say, I want to take the path of least resistance, that's usually the easy path. But if you're not careful, now I like doing things simply and easily too, but if you're not careful, you're trying to do what's easy, you could actually create a much harder life for yourself. You know, for example, you know, it's easy to stay in bed every morning. It's easy for me. I mean, I'm not necessarily the best morning person. You know, I wake up better than some, but it's not like I wake up at 5 a.m. all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, you know? Hey, you know, I'm aging too. My body needs more rest. But, you know, I'll tell you know, when I wake up, you know, the easy thing to do is just to keep, you know, as one of my friends used to say, making out with my pillow, right? It's easy just to stay in bed. It's easy to say, you know what? It's cold outside, especially when it's wintertime. It's cold. I don't want to go out. It's fine. And I don't, right? You know, and there's been times I've done that. And I'll tell you, like, I don't feel good about myself at all when I've done that. Now, it's okay to have days of rest. Like, I pick at least one day a week that I rest, usually Sundays, where I don't do a lot of physical activity. But, you know, the other days when I actually get out, I say, you know what? I'm going to do that. Even though, yeah, it's 15 degrees outside or whatever, you know, for some of you that may be super cold or super warm. I don't know. It's all relative. For me, 15 degrees is not exactly the best workout weather. I prefer 50 degrees. You know, I like that kind of weather. And so yeah, when I'm going out and it's freezing cold and I go out for a run, sometimes I don't want to push myself that hard. Sometimes I'm like, oh, well, I could just do a fun run. It'd be nice. But then I realize, what are my goals? What's my why? You know, what's my real purpose of doing it? Now, for me, my purpose is that I want my body healthier than it's been in its 20s. You know, both from a nutritional standpoint, which I'm working on too. By the way, that's not easy. That's also hard. And I'm also working on the physical building of my muscles. I want to be faster and stronger. So I do runs 3 days a week, and then I'm doing, you know, like those kind of exercises. But I'm also doing like weight training and all kinds of stuff. And I'm doing all kinds of challenges to stretch myself. Like I'm doing a 1400 burpee challenge in a month. And that's not even all 30 days. That's with about 5 or 6 days that break up those days with like planks and things like that. So it's really like a plank and burpee challenge, if anything. But 1,400 burpees, which I'm almost done with for the last 30 days. I did a push-up challenge. I did 10,000 push-ups in the month of November. That was interesting. You know, that was really hard, especially in the beginning. I almost beat up my body too much because I was still doing weight training and still training with my running. Man, my body needed a little bit of rest when I got to this month. But I still, you know, I might have backed off a little bit, but I still kept consistency. And that's the key I've learned with all these areas. Even my spiritual life, you know, doing more of trying to focus on connecting with my source, whatever that might look like for you. You know, I try to connect with God. You know, the more I connect with God, I notice the more everything falls into place. The more I have understanding and clarity, you know, connecting with myself, you know, spending time with myself and understanding what I truly want. Again, like I said, you got to know the why. You got to know the purpose of what you're aiming for. You know, sometimes people say like, hey, I want $1 million or I want to make $100,000 a year or $1 million a year or whatever it might be. Okay, well, good. Why? What's the purpose? So what? Because really, I'll tell you, when you get to that point, and you definitely can get to that point, you'll realize, you're like, oh, well, that's it. That's it. That's all there is. Yeah, possibly. You know, and I'll actually do a show here next month where I'll talk about how to break new income barriers. And how to do that, especially if you've been plateauing or you feel like you're not progressing as fast as you could. I'll give you kind of my secret that's helped me actually about 5 times my income in these last several months. And so definitely excited to share that with you too. And by the way, that's about 10 times what I was doing just a few years ago. So anyways, I mean, that's beside the point. I mean, that's all part of the same whole. You know, with my emotional nature, I mean, that's the thing I focus on the most. You know, I'm a person that likes to hold things in a lot. I don't often express my emotions. Having to learn to do that in a relationship. So if you think about it, I have a relationship factor with a marriage and the emotional factor. Working those two things together, I've had to do a lot of healing and a lot of work on myself there. By the way, that actually translates into business too. my physical health translates to my business, because if I get myself feeling good, it's amazing how things just go well. Things are good. Things, opportunities show up, or I see opportunities. I'll tell you, like, that's why I tell, like I've done in past episodes, I've told you about the power hour, you know, the thing that I do where I'm focusing on these different areas of my life, you know, both mental, spiritual, and physical, to help with my relationships and my financial. I do that because, you know, because I know that getting this day started off right gets me going right. And the natural result is more money, more business, and also better relationships. When I feel better, other people like being around me, and other people want to do business with me. And it's the same thing for you too. And so, you know, looking at these different areas are key. And so when we're looking at this, like, again, like, it's so easy to just kind of say, well, I'll do it tomorrow. It's so easy to say, hey, I'll stay in bed just a little bit longer. And by the way, there's days I do that too. And it's so easy to be able to say, hey, you know what? I can just take all this time off. You know, it's fine. Like, I'll just take the time off. Now, again, like, I'm not saying you shouldn't do these things, but I'm just saying, like, when you start consistently doing what's easy, life will be hard. Life will be much harder. However, if you want your life to become easier, you want to create a life of comfort, you got to do what's hard now. Knowing what's hard is being consistent. I'll tell you that one of the biggest reasons that I've seen more success this year is not because I've done anything super crazy. It's just been consistency. Even like when I did 10,000 pushups in a month, yeah, I did the math. I was like, okay, I got to do 333 a day and I'll hit it. I'll hit my goal. You know, after a while, like, it was tough. I'll tell you, and I try to do it sometimes like all within half an hour to an hour and beat up my body. And then eventually my body started adjusting to it. I noticed my body changing too. I was like, whoa, I look good. You know, like, I haven't looked this good for a while. And, it was kind of cool. I was like, wow, this is awesome. But it wasn't just because it happened all in one day and even just one month. It's because it kept going. And as I keep going, that's when things get better. And so that consistency is what's hard. And consistently trying to grow is a tough thing. Consistently trying to meditate, pray. You know, I like to read scriptures. You know, then that. It's simple activities. But the hard part is trying to do it consistently. It's not that it's not easy or simple. But it's the fact you're trying to do all these things, because your life, you're going to get distracted. Things are going to come up. You might have a bad day, a bad night, a bad morning, you name it. And those things will try to get in the way. And I'm here to tell you that my biggest reason for success is not because I sprint. In fact, I don't sprint very well. In fact, the more I sprint, the harder it is on me, and the more I crash and burn. But if I just go out for a nice, easy, kind of a nice, easy jog. If I'm just focused on how do I progress each day, even just by a little bit, and progress not just in my business or my finances, but it's also progressing with my spiritual life, progressing with my emotional health, progressing with my relationships, my physical health, as I'm doing all these things, as I do this, it's just like, hey, you know what? I just need to maintain, you know, maintain, or even just do one little thing, just one thing. That's it. You just get focused on just doing that one thing, that one goal, then get you closer to your other goals, that one small step. If you break them up, you'll start to realize you go pretty dang far. You know, you can, it's like, if you want to go out for a nice long, you know, 10-mile run, I mean, you can just start thinking about and like trying to envision like what that finish line will look like and everything else. But you know what's just easier? Just actually like taking that first step. You know, sometimes it's actually easier to plot your course as you go. Because you may not know how you're going to get there exactly. You might be able to see it in the horizon. You might say, hey, I see where I'm going to try to get to. I see there's a bunch of roads, but I'm not sure which will get me there. Well, good. Just start taking some of the roads. Just start heading that direction. And you'll notice that as you start to move along, you'll start getting there closer and closer, and you'll start to get clarity of which road you can take at that point. And so the best thing to do is just consistently keep moving forward. Remember that life is going to throw you plenty of curves. Life's going to give you plenty of opportunities to growth without you trying to give it that opportunity. You just need to focus on how do I keep progressing, how do I keep moving forward, having a clear vision of what you want. And especially if you're moving to a new year, if you don't know what you want, you won't get anything. You know, you got to really understand what you truly want. With clarity comes confidence, and with confidence comes great results. So if I could wrap up this year, 2017, my best year ever in so many areas of my life, if not all. I will tell you this, is that it's about consistency. It's about being that steady ship. You know, I like to think of myself as a barge. You know, barges don't move very fast, but do they create wakes? Oh, yes, they do. And nothing stops them. Doesn't matter what currents are there. They just keep moving forward. They just plow right through. They may not be fast. Some, you know, you could be a speedboat and you can create some wakes too. But I'll tell you, that barge, nothing stops it. And you create massive wakes that go way beyond you. And that's the kind of life I want for you guys. I mean, this is the ripple effect I want, is I want you guys to be able to create a life that's not mediocre. I don't want you guys to live the same life everybody else is living. I don't want you guys to do the usual crap where you, you know, basically if you're like a guy, you, or even a woman sometimes, you go to work, you work your job, you pretty much roll out of bed first thing in the morning. You might even eat breakfast if you're lucky. You probably throw in a few cups of coffee into you, go to a job, you go and you do your work, and then you come home, and then basically you just sit in front of a TV. I don't, if this is the life that you want, great. I'm not for you. I'm for the people that are actually saying, like, you know what? I'm working my tail off. I want something more. I don't want to end up like my parents. I don't want to end up like everyone else, because the average person is broke. The average person really just dies with their song still in them. If you want to make a massive difference in this world, make a massive difference for your family and create a ripple effect beyond generations of yourself, you got to do what's hard. And that hard thing is just being consistent. Focusing on those key areas of life. As my friend Garrett White says, his core four. There's business and finances is one, and he does little steps towards that. There's the, like I mentioned, the physical, you know, doing those things, both nutrition and exercise. Doing things with your spiritual life, connecting. You know, make sure you meditate. Make sure you do things like prayer or reading scriptures or whatever it might be that allows you to connect. Journal writing. And then the mental and emotional part, which might be also journal writing, could also be things such as, you know, I like to post on Facebook my thoughts for the day. You know, that is my journal writing, you know, like whatever it might be. Or it could be studying in your field of expertise or an expertise that you want to have. If you have goals for this new year, great, start studying it. You know, you focus on that, just those little things. And it might just be a few minutes in each of those areas. Your relationships, you know, sending a text to your spouse saying like how much you appreciate them and why you appreciate them or how much you love them. You know, start putting major deposits in the account. Do something nice for them. Serve them. Say a kind word or do a good deed, whatever it might be, for your kids, for your family, for your wife or husband, whoever it might be. Do those little things and watch how your life will change. It won't change overnight. I can guarantee you that. But with consistent and persistent effort, it will make a massive difference, and your life will not be the mediocre life that we are talking about avoiding. You'll actually create a life that is amazing, a life that people say, how did you do it? And they'll want to know some secret sauce. You know what that secret sauce is? You just did something consistently. You just focus on being wealthy in all areas of your life, not just financially. That will come. That's an effect. The cause is consistent effort, doing what's hard right now to create a life that's easier. That's what it takes. That's the secret, guys. Anyways, I want you to make it not just a great and prosperous week. I want you to make it a wonderful and prosperous year. Hey, guys, I'm going to be talking to you very soon. Obviously, there's shows coming out each week, but I'm going to be talking to you again with just myself here in the new year. So, everybody, I love you, and I want the best for you, and I hope you feel that too, and I hope you take action on that too and create a massive results in your life so that you can create the ripple effect that I'm here to do. That's why I do this show, is to create that ripple effect. That's why I call my company Money Ripples. So I want that ripple effect of freedom and prosperity to echo throughout your life, throughout your community, your country, and across the world, and across generations. Everybody, we'll see you later. Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.